Tereo Ererangi o Te Mānia. This episode was produced in Otatahi by Plains Media, with support from New Zealand On Air.
Let your living water flow over my soul. Let your Holy Spirit come.
Kia ora and welcome. Welcome to another episode of Living Scriptures. Living Scriptures is a Christian talk show that addresses the Bible, the Word of God, to our daily lives. I am Moreni K, one of your anchors for today, and we also have Pastor Charles in the studio. Today, we'll be wrapping up on a series that we started a few weeks ago. And if you need to catch up on our past episodes of Living Scriptures, head on to Plains Media and look for Living Scriptures. So the last episode, we looked at when the roll is called up yonder, will you be there? When the roll is called up yonder, will you be there? So today we'll be wrapping up that series. What will happen to those who died in Christ? In 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13. Now, we don't want you to be uninformed, believers, about those who are asleep, that is, in death, so that you will not grieve for them as the others do who have no hope beyond this present life. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, as in fact he did, even so, God, in this same way, by raising them from the dead, will bring with him those believers who are falling asleep in Jesus. For we say this to you, by the Lord's own word, that we who are still alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will in no way precede into his presence those, that is believers, who are falling asleep in death. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a shout of command, with the voice of the archangel, and with the blast of the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain on the earth will simultaneously be caught up, that is, raptured together with them, the resurrected ones in the clouds, to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will always be with the Lord. Therefore, comfort and encourage one another with these words concerning our reunion with the believers who have died. When the roll is called up yonder, will you be there?
Let your living water flow over my soul. Let your Holy Spirit come and take control of every situation that has troubled my mind. All my cares and burdens unto you I roll.
Hello, my dear listeners, and happy Sunday once again from my end. Yeah, when the roll is called up yonder, will you be there? 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16 says, "For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a shout of command, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain will simultaneously be caught up, that is, raptured together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will always be with the Lord. When the roll is called up yonder, will you be there? How will the rapture take place? Well, I'm going to show you how rapture is going to take place. The way it will happen is called the rapture, but it is not a Bible-revealed word. In Matthew chapter 24, verse 31, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13 to 18, we saw the world described but not mentioned as raptured. So we saw the word caught up, which in Greek means aphazo, which means to carry off, to grasp hastily, just like the way angels grasp Lot and his daughter hastily out of Sodom and Gomorrah before destruction. We also saw it as snatch up, to seize and overpower, that is the power of the grave. And similar expressions in Scripture is shown in Matthew 13, verse 19, as catch away, Acts chapter 8, verse 39, as called away, and Revelation chapter 12, verse 5, as caught up. In Scriptures, three persons have experienced it. We saw Enoch in Genesis chapter 5, verse 24, who walked with the Lord, and the Bible says he was not, that is, he did die, for God took him away. We saw Elijah in 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 11 to 12, as he was caught up in a wild wind of chariot of fire. And we saw our Lord Jesus Christ in Acts chapter 1, verse 9 to 11, as he was seen being taken away into heaven. We believe if this happened in the Old Testament to Enoch, happened during the time of the prophet to Elijah, and happened during the New Testament with our Lord Jesus Christ, when it is prophesied to all believers presently living on earth, it shall happen and we will be the fourth. My dear friends, the question still is, when the roll is called up yonder, will you be there?
When the roll is called up yonder, will you be there? We want to post our podcast to also remind us about our Sunday services at Fresh Anointing International Church in the city center. Every Sunday, we meet at 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. at 80 Fitzgerald Avenue, Christchurch, Central City. And every last Sunday, we hold what is termed a special healing and deliverance service. We believe in healing. We believe in deliverance. Bible says, ask and ye shall receive. Seek and ye shall find. So we believe that when we as believers come together and pray, God answers. So if you're in need of joining your faith with someone to pray over a sickness or a need or any concerns, come join us this last Sunday in July, as we also have our healing and deliverance service, and you will never be disappointed in Jesus' name. Amen. Conclusion. None of us know how much time we have here on earth. Some may live to be over 100, while some may never make it out of their mother's womb. Time is never guaranteed, but I guarantee you this. If you leave this place we call earth, either by death or the rapture, or when the roll is called on the judgment day, your eternal destination is locked in. That is true for every believer who's ever worked, for every person who's ever walked the earth. When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound, and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks, eternal, bright, and fair. When the saved of earth shall gather over on the other side, and the roll is called up yonder, I will be there. If you have never accepted Christ, then right now, your eternal destination is hell. I know that is harsh, but it is the truth. You must have a true and personal relationship with Jesus Christ. If you have that, then your eternal destination is heaven. If you died today, would you spend an eternity with Jesus? If not, Jesus is calling, what will you do? That role is going to be called one day. I can assure you of that. And when the role is called, will your name be on it? If not, why not change that today?
Give your life to Jesus. Let him fill your soul. Let him take you in his arms and make you whole. And to give your life to him, he'll set you free. You will live and reign with him eternally.
Welcome back. When the role is called up yonder, will you be there, my friends? 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16 says, for the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a shout of command, with the voice of the archangel, and with the blast of the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain on earth will simultaneously be caught up, raptured together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will always be with the Lord. Number 3, the rapture is a miracle. And during this process of being raptured, our bodies are going to change from mortality to immortality. The rapture, I must tell you, is the gateway to immortality. And we will have resurrection from death at the rapture. And the rapture of all living saints, it is called. What is mortality? Mortality is the state of being subject to death. Immortality, therefore, is the supernatural ability to live forever, eternally, forever with Jesus. We will be like angels. Mortality makes us to be subject to corruption, dishonor, weakness, makes us to be limited by space, visible, earthly, and dead. But immortality confers on us incorruptible, honorable, glorious power of life forever, limitless, invisible, heavenly, and with immortality we cannot die. My dear friends, the rapture is our comfort as well. That's why Paul the Apostle wrote to the Thessalonians, sorrow not, but wait, look in hope for it, because although this is the first phase of the coming of Christ, it will come to comfort us. It will come to prevent us to being part of the judgment that is coming upon the whole heart during the great tribulation. Therefore, judgment is not part of the deal at rapture. Tribulation also is not part of the deal at rapture. What are you supposed to be doing, my dear friends? Why don't you wait? Walking for Jesus if you can, walking with God if you could, hoping, expecting, and living a purified life until he comes. When the role is called up yonder, will you be there? My dear friends, we never like to close this broadcast without giving you the opportunity to become a son or a daughter of God if you are yet to be one. John Gospel chapter 1 verse 12 says, as many as received him, to them give you power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. If you would like to take that wonderful, beautiful decision today, I ask you to just bow down your heads wherever you're listening to us and kindly pray this prayer with me. Say, Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. Thank you for dying on the cross for my sins. Please forgive me my sins and give me the gift of eternal life. I ask you into my heart and I ask you to be my Lord and Savior. I want to serve you always in Jesus' name. Amen. And Lord, I pray for everyone whose heart is troubled at the moment. Give them comfort and give them peace.
If you have prayed this prayer from your heart, I can assure you that you are now born again. Welcome to the family of God. Join us this morning at Fresh Anointing International Church, 80 Fitzgerald Avenue, City Center, in Christchurch by 10 a.m. for a life-transforming service and prayers if you need one. You can write us at freshanointingchurchnz@gmail.com. Please tell us about your testimony, and you can also ask us a question about today's subject or previous episode. Please like and follow us on Facebook, Fresh Anointing International Church, NZ, and also on Instagram. This program was brought to you by the gospel theme of the Fresh Anointing International Church, Christ Church. God bless you.
Let your living water flow over.